Visiting Teaching Message. Prayerfully study this material and seek to know what to share. How will understanding the life and mission of the Savior increase your faith in Him and bless those you watch over through visiting teaching? For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. The Divine Mission of Jesus Christ, Advocate. This is part of a series of visiting teaching messages featuring aspects of the mission of the Savior. Jesus Christ is our advocate with the Father. The word advocate has Latin roots meaning one who pleads for another. The Savior pleads for us using understanding, justice, and mercy. Knowing this can fill us with love and gratitude for His atonement. Listen to Jesus Christ, who is the advocate with the Father, who is pleading your cause before Him, saying, "Father, behold the sufferings and death of Him who did no sin, in whom Thou wast well pleased. Behold the blood of Thy Son, which was shed, the blood of Him whom Thou gavest that Thyself might be glorified. Wherefore, Father, spare these my brethren that believe on my name, that they may come unto me and have everlasting life." Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 3 through 5. Of Christ as our advocate, Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles said, "It is of great significance to me that I may at any moment and in any circumstance approach through prayer the throne of grace, that my Heavenly Father will hear my petition, that my advocate, Him who did no sin, whose blood was shed, will plead my cause." Additional scriptures. Mosiah chapter 15, verses 8 through 9. Moroni chapter 7, verse 28. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 5. Section 110, verse 4. From the Scriptures. Throughout the history of the Lord's Church, female disciples of Jesus Christ have followed His example. Esther was faithful and courageous. Her cousin Mordecai sent her a copy of the king's decree that the Jews should be destroyed, and he charged her to make request before the king for her people. He added, "And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Esther chapter 4, verses 8 and 14. Despite the danger, Esther agreed, "So will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish." Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Esther then spoke humbly to the king and fell down at his feet and besought him with tears to reverse the letters to destroy the Jews. She added, "How can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred?" The king's heart was softened, and he granted her petition. Consider this. How can the advocacy of Jesus Christ inspire us to extend mercy and forgiveness to others? End of visiting teaching message, The Divine Mission of Jesus Christ, Advocate. Read by Jane Wise.